How's everybody doing? Good, yeah. I'm thrilled to be here. So I'm the senior pastor at Eastbrook, which is a church on the north side of Milwaukee. It's an urban, multi-ethnic church. I've been a pastor in southeastern Wisconsin for the last 16 or 17 years in that area. And my wife, Kelly, and I are thrilled to be able to be up here. I've been at Fort before, but never in the summer. Our student ministry does a winter retreat every single winter up here. And I've been a speaker a couple times for that. In fact, I'll be back in January for that again. But I almost feel like I'm in a totally different world. I was looking for the broom ball courts earlier, and I couldn't find them, so if somebody can help me out with that later, that would be helpful. What we're going to spend some time on, when we come to a camp like this, I hope that you come with expectations. I don't know what the expectations you have today or for this week are. I hope some of them are just to rest and be refreshed. I hope that you come with an expectation to meet with God individually and in our sessions together. Some of that probably will happen out in the beauty of nature. Some of it will probably happen in conversations with each other. Hopefully you'll meet some new friends and develop some new relationships. Hopefully as families you go deeper in one way or another. And my hope is that in the time that we share together every morning, we're going to get into God's Word together and spend some time talking about prayer. One of the things that at our church this summer we're doing is having a summer of prayer. And really trying to get to know God more and what it means that God is a living, dynamic God. He speaks to us, we speak to him, and we get transformed through that. So I'm hoping we'll open up the Word of God, take a look at Jesus' life of prayer, take a little bit of look at the Apostle Paul's life of prayer, and spend some time delving into together, learning together is my hope, that as we open Scripture together, we'll just be refreshed, and it may be even overflow into our times outside of the sessions. I know that the staff have told me that after each session, we'll have some time to be able to gather, and even if you'd like prayer one-to-one, there's going to be prayer folks who'll be willing to pray with you after the session, so I'm looking forward to that, and I hope that we just have a lot of fun. And my hope and my request of you is that we drop the guard with God and with each other, get real, have fun, and let God do a new and fresh work in our lives. So that's my desire. I've got a group of people who are praying for us through this week, dedicating the time just to pray that God meets with us, refreshes us, whatever we might most need. So I'm thrilled to be here with you and look forward to the chance just to get to know people around the room a little bit more deeply. I know Kelly and I are looking forward to that, and we love this place. We've seen a lot of lives transformed. In fact, I remember a moment standing on this stage, talking to high school and middle school students and seeing kids come to Christ and seeing a couple of these students walk with the Lord over the last few years and seeing them now discipling other kids. I just think God does special things in this place. And so I'm expecting him to do special things for us as well. So thanks for letting me be with you. I'm thrilled to be here together with everybody here today and this week. So Jonathan.